The 910 Comedy
Podcast Network.
Welcome to Marital Tiffs, where we invite you into our marriage to debate the not-so-important topics, discuss each other, and more. I'm Tim.
I'm Karen.
And we're a couple of married geeks who often get very passionate when we discuss super important topics like our favorite TV shows, personality traits, and what makes something cute or cringy on Valentine's Day.
Your perspective, I think, was the conclusion we came to.
Yeah, and just don't be creepy.
Yeah. Creepy is always bad, but cute or cringy, I think, kind of depends on how the person feels about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our Valentine's Day episode if you missed that. And thank you all for tuning in. I know it's been a couple weeks since
we took a couple of weeks off. It's been, you know, an adventure.
My fault. Uh-huh. Pregnancy's a lot.
Yeah. But how are you doing this week?
I'm good. My sister had her baby.
Yeah, we became an aunt and uncle again.
And he's so freaking cute. I mean, from what we can tell, we haven't seen him, obviously, but we have had a video chat, and he's really great.
Yeah.
I love him a lot. But, I mean, that's honestly...
Can't wait to meet him.
I know, like, actually meet him. So that is the big news in my world right now.
And we're just counting down until it's our turn.
Uh-huh. Yep. Definitely right, counting.
Right now, we're about a month out from your due date.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in, like, the final stretch.
It's the fine. Let me not have a copyright strike on the podcast.
Yeah, because we're so big, they'll come after us.
Totally. I don't even know, like, it's so old, like, is that still copyrighted?
Yes.
Okay.
I am fairly certain it is, but I'm pretty sure under 30 seconds you're okay.
Oh, well, I could keep going then. Shall I?
No. What else is new and exciting?
I don't really think too much. We've like I said, like, pregnancy's been a little rough towards the end here, as it is, I'm sure, for most, if not all, women.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that anyone who's gone through that or even hasn't, like, you know, if you know or have known any pregnant women, I'm sure you can empathize. You know, it's not like a new and strange and odd thing, that it's like not fun right now. So
yeah,
that was our dog.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can hear Oz in the background, but
he's been great.
Yeah, he's been a little bit crazy. The weather's warming up, which is amazing.
I hate it.
I know
it's February. Like, it should still be like,
yeah,
not
it's February,
as,
so winter's over.
Not as cold as it has been in some parts of the country. We are in North Carolina and are fortunate enough that the crazy storms that were going around have not affected us
right
at all. I don't know that I know for sure, but I'm hoping that everyone who has had their power out and their water out and everything like that has been affected. It's been restored by now, I think, right?
Honestly, I haven't looked, but I would assume so.
Well, we're thinking about y'all who went through that.
Yeah. But what are we talking about tonight?
So tonight I thought we'd do another visit to the wonderful world of Yahoo Answers.
Oh, yay.
Relationship questions. Some of them are, I don't know that I understand the appeal or the instinct to post questions on Yahoo Answers, which is at this point, pretty classically made fun of platform.
Yeah.
For, like, strange questions. I mean, some of them are genuine and are, like, they're really having a hard time and they don't have anywhere to turn. And I support that completely because, like, you know, sometimes you just need to talk. But other than that, like, some of them seem a little silly. I don't know that it would be.
When are we going to finally upgrade to, like, Quora instead of Yahoo?
You and I, or we as a society?
You and I.
We can. Maybe that's a future episode.
Yeah. There's a lot on Quora.
So I've saved some, and I thought we would just answer these questions that people did ask for answers to because they posted them publicly. So
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we got?
Oh, this makes me sad. Is it wrong for a semi-overweight guy to ask a pretty thin woman out? Just wondering. As a semi-overweight guy, I just didn't know if there's something we're not supposed to do or not. Aww.
So let me go ahead and answer this. I am a semi-overweight guy. There is nothing that you can't do.
Yeah.
Like, you can ask whoever you want out.
There's nothing wrong with asking someone out at all. Yeah. Unless you're, you know, in a relationship or something. But I mean
yeah, but just because you're semi-overweight doesn't mean you need to limit yourself.
Yeah, there's nothing. And let me just say also, if you do get rejected by this particular person, it could be for a million reasons. Like, if she doesn't say, like, no, and here's why, there it could have many, many things to do other than with your weight. It could be, like,
absolutely
her headspace, or she's just not interested for a personal reason, or she's interested in someone else but isn't in a relationship. Like, there could be a ton of reasons. So, yeah, ask her out. I mean,
yeah,
there's absolutely nothing. I have never been, like, offended when someone asked me out.
Yeah.
Or, like, how dare this person ask me out ever in my life. Like, I don't know. That makes me sad.
It's absolutely okay. And there's nothing, like, being semi-overweight does not define who you are.
Yeah.
You are a person. You mm-hmm. have attractions, and you are allowed to act on those attractions in a, you know, consensual manner.
Right. And asking someone out is a respectful way to pursue an interest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go for it.
One semi-overweight guy to another. Go for it.
Do it, dude. Why is society making me feel like I'm, all caps, the one who's doing something wrong? I'm 24 years old and I'm a virgin. These times are different and I understand that. And yes, I'm a Christian. However, deciding to save yourself for a future husband or wife is not necessarily related to religion. It's a personal choice. It kind of makes me slightly upset. I'm 24. I have a very good and well-paying job. I'm physically fit. I make sure to eat right and take care of my body inside and out. But whenever I tell a guy I'm a virgin and intend to wait until marriage, it's like I'm poison and that can't. And they can't distance themselves fast enough. Firstly, let me say that I do not compromise on my ideals or morals, nor do I intend to compromise on this issue. I just wondered why society and guys in general make me feel like a social pariah or a relationship pariah or a deal breaker.
Oof. So there's a lot to unpack in that one.
You are not wrong. For your choice and what to do with your body. Let me just say that ever. Like, as again, consent always, forever, forever.
Yes.
But other than that, you are not wrong in whatever you choose to do in your body in really any situation, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not wrong. Are there people out there who will not reject you if you say that you are a virgin? Yes, I think absolutely that is the case. I think that there are people out there who, if you said my intention is to wait until marriage, they would not dismiss you because of that reason exclusively.
Yeah. I would say, you know, society's going to say a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily agree with their stance, but I'm not necessarily going to tell them they're wrong for it. You know, what I'm saying is I'm not going to tell them that they're right or wrong. They are perfectly okay doing exactly what they think they should be doing.
This person or society?
This person.
Okay.
This person. I'm not going to shame you for being 24 years old and not having sex and wanting to wait for marriage. You do you.
Yeah. Like, whatever. That's cool.
Yeah.
I will say I take a slight issue, and maybe this is just my interpretation of the question, of ever so slight issue with the why does society make me feel like I'm the one who's doing something wrong? Because to me, that implies
that she thinks everybody else is doing something wrong.
Right. Maybe that's just honestly my interpretation. It's sometimes hard to interpret text when there's
no like, that's exactly what she's saying.
I mean, I don't want to like completely dismiss this person without knowing her or whatever, but I will say that if you are asking people to be open-minded to you, perhaps extend the same courtesy.
right,
to others who have chosen not to take the path that you are taking in life. And there's nothing wrong with what they're doing, just as like there's nothing wrong with what you're doing.
And yeah, that, I would agree.
I would say keep going. You know, I'm sure that you'll find somebody. You're only 24, you know. There's plenty of time to find someone who agrees with your viewpoint and morals and all of those things that you value. So
yeah,
just keep going.
Yeah, you do you.
Is rainbow trout a good name for a baby girl? I'm trying to think of names for my daughter.
No.
Don't name your daughter rainbow trout.
Rainbow is okay. Like, it sure, it's weird, but we're naming our kid, you know.
It's hyphenated, too. It's rainbow-trout that she's
written. Then, yes, written. It is a, or no, it is not a good name.
It's I would.
Do not give your kid a fish name.
Rainbow trout is delicious.
This is my son, carp.
Oh, my gosh. I just, you know,
electric eel.
I also just want to say that this person's screen name is Pooper Scooper. So, you know, one of the comments says, are you a fish? If yes, I think that's a great name. If you're human, I would discourage it. And I'm going to echo this person's sentiments.
As somebody who has had to spend some time over the last several months trying to decide on what is a good name, there are some obvious wrong answers.
Yeah.
Rainbow trout is one of them.
I think.
Unless you're apparently a celebrity. Yeah. Then you can get away with whatever. I mean, if you are a multimillionaire who's in People magazine, go for it. Otherwise, yeah, your kid's going to get beat up.
Yeah. So no.
And everybody's going to think you're a hippie.
To answer your question. Is this a good joking opening line with a lady I just met at a bar?
Probably not.
Spoiler alert. Man, you have nice legs. Woman, thank you. Man, what time do they open? I like how there's a script. I like how you just are presuming the response from the woman when you say you have nice legs. Can I just really quick, like, if you, I understand how much, let's say, confidence it takes to approach someone that you find attractive in a public venue that you don't know.
Yeah.
I understand how scary that can be. And I agree that I think a compliment is probably a really great icebreaker, but there are so many things you can compliment about somebody that is not like their legs or their body. So you can say like, I really like your smile, or you have really lovely eyes, or something like that.
But those are both their body.
No, like they're, I don't know. Saying something about a woman's legs right off the bat to me seems inherently like a sexual thing. Like,
okay. Especially when you follow with, what time do they open?
Right. Yeah. Also no to that opening line. It's not a good opening line.
No.
It's just
that,
not.
That's one that like you find in an article of Hustler for like horrible pickup lines.
That's one that maybe after you've already established like intimacy and like a back and forth and a jokey whatever with your partner, maybe you could say to them and they would find it funny. But initially, I would say no.
Yeah, definitely not. Do not say that to a woman.
You will get slapped.
Yeah.
Are girls impressed when you take them to McDonald's and buy them a McRib? Not two, only one. He says, as a follow-up. They might be. They might be. I don't know. Maybe they really like McRibs. Maybe this person
maybe
really likes McRibs. I don't know.
I will say, I think the spirit of the question, the answer is, it doesn't matter. I think what it's trying to ask is, does it matter where you take somebody on a date?
Oh, okay.
I think that's the spirit of what they're asking.
I just like how he says not two, only one McRib. Do you mean like you just buy one and like you split it, or you're only buying one for her? I'm not sure what.
I mean, doesn't it say and buy her a McRib?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, maybe you can weigh in being the woman. I don't think women really truly care where you go on a first date or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, if someone were interested in me and they, you know, obviously if I were single, not like, well, now, yeah, but if someone were interested in me and they really wanted to like pay for my dinner, and what that meant for them was purchasing like a $5 McRib. I don't know how much they are, but like a $5 McRib or something. Not for one moment would I be offended by that or upset by that, you know, because like people, like I'm not after a person for their money or like their ability.
That's for sure.
Like, or their, you know what I mean? Like it, I guess it just depends on the person. Like I think it's a really nice gesture if what the person is saying is like, is it okay to go to McDonald's on a date? Like,
yes.
I think that's a nice gesture. If like that's what you can afford, if that's what you can.
Or maybe that's just what you're feeling.
Yeah. It's like casual. Like actually, it, not so much in America, but in certainly like Japan and other Asian countries, McDonald's is like kind of like the spot for for like first dates. And I've even seen wedding ceremonies happen at McDonald's because like the intention is they want like a cheap, fun, low pressure.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving her.
They just want like a no pressure, like fun wedding where everyone can relax and it's like not, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I think that's just not the culture in America, but no, I'm so, like, I don't think it's a bad thing.
No, also, not at all.
But I will say, in addition to this, in high school, we had a lecturer come from the North Carolina School of Textiles.
And I knew this was coming.
And they, on their presentation, had examples of what textiles are. And one of the examples that they put was the McRib from McDonald's. So
it barely qualifies as food.
So, you know, I would say maybe a quarter pounder. Is that the one that they make fresh right now?
Yeah.
Maybe a quarter pounder instead of a McRib.
Yeah.
What's wrong with my boyfriend? A few weeks ago, my friend sold me some weed, and I've been doing it a lot since. I offered some to my boyfriend, but he doesn't seem to want any. He always acts awkward and weird around me when I'm high, like he wants to leave or something. I don't know. I'm thinking about dumping him. It's like he only cares about his parents and his grades. So to me, that implies that this is a younger person.
Probably.
Because she says he only cares about his grades and his parents. So to me, that implies like high school maybe, or.
Yeah.
Not that
some people just are uncomfortable around people using any form of drugs.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with him. He just may not like you when you're high.
Yeah, he might also be thinking of dumping you.
Yeah.
If he's not on that same level and like you're doing it a lot. Is that a weed? But
That one, I think it's pretty obvious. There's nothing wrong with him. There's something wrong with the weed.
I think the values just don't match there, honestly. So potentially it's not a love match that I would say would last for a long time. If you are, you know, if one of the things that you're really valuing right now is a drug and he is not on that wavelength, I think maybe it's time to
maybe go. You got to decide whether you want him or the weed, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Oh my God, this one made me laugh so much. My wife changed her Facebook status from married to widowed. Should I be worried?
What?
Yeah.
I think that's a move that she just made to see if you pay attention to her.
I don't know.
I don't think you have anything to worry about other than maybe she doesn't feel like you give her enough attention. So maybe you need to step up in that front.
I don't know. Or she's going to kill you. I don't know.
I don't think that she would announce it to the public like that.
Before you were dead.
Right?
She just wanted it to be one less thing she had to worry about.
If I'm a betting man, I'm putting my money on she's needing attention from you.
Yeah, that doesn't happen on accident that your relationship status changes on Facebook. You have to intentionally go in and do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is it possible, perhaps, that someone has logged into her Facebook and is like doing that to mess with you? Sure. Yeah. That one just made me laugh.
Yeah, that's a really funny one. And I really think it's probably just an attention move. And maybe you're spending too much time on something else and your wife could use some attention.
So that reminded me a little bit of, there was like one time early in my sister's pregnancy when her partner was like on his phone next to her. So I forget what it was exactly, but he wasn't completely and fully paying attention to her, and they were watching TV, and she went to YouTube. She typed it in the search bar in front of him, how to be a single mother.
Yeah, I remember that. Just to
mess with him. So, I mean, I guess it could be something like that. Summon an incubus or demon lover. Skip all the warning about my life source being drained and dying and all of that stuff. Really, I've heard it all. And I already decided upon my decision. I don't need to hear about all the health issues, possible death, and going to hell. But I really need to know how to summon one. If someone could help me, that'd be really great. Thanks in advance for those who actually help and spare me the warnings. Smiley face.
I'm going to refer you to our sister podcast, Dead Girls Talking. Yeah. I feel like this is probably in their lane more than ours.
What do you think, though? An incubus or a demon lover? Which one?
What's the difference?
Fun fact, an incubus, which some of you might remember.
Wait, isn't it? Okay. So I'm guessing since they're using incubus that this is a female writing this. Yes. This isn't an incubus, a male succubus.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I'm.
For those who remember the band, Incubus is what I was going to say. Yeah. Fun fact. That's what it is. It's a male equivalent of a succubus, which is basically like a. I don't know the difference, actually, between incubus and demon lover, because it's basically like a demon who, like, has sex with you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking maybe they just put the demon lover to clarify for that they're not talking about the band.
Oh, okay. I thought she was asking, like, should I summon an incubus or should I summon a demon lover? Which one? I don't know. I'm having trouble deciding.
No, I think she probably just copied it out of Webster's Dictionary.
Okay. My girlfriend has a Gandalf fetish and things are getting pretty weird, but what to do? I have been going out with this girl for a year now and she is hot, all caps. She is always laughing, is totally beautiful, and has a Gandalf fetish, as she calls it. Every time we have sex, despite how embarrassing it is, she makes me dress up as Gandalf the Grey, he clarifies, and makes me say, "You shall not pass," like all the time. It's really weird, but get this. She once tied me to the bed whilst I was dressed as Gandalf and started doing her business, but at the same time saying like hundreds of quotes from The Lord of the Rings, which spooked me out a bit. What should I do? Should I dump her? I don't want to be in a relationship where I have to dress up all the time. Please help me decide.
This one's a joke, right?
I don't know. It's... fetishes can take all shapes and forms. I don't think she's wrong for having those fetishes, and I don't think you're wrong for being weirded out by them. Sometimes fetishes don't mesh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If this is real. I mean, it doesn't sound unfathomable to me. So
I mean, I'm pretty heavy into geek culture, and even that's like
Yeah. I would say, like, have a conversation with her. Let's just treat it as though this is real.
Okay.
Have a conversation with her. Is it truly like the Lord of the Rings that she's into? Is it like an older man fetish? Is it like a magic fetish? Like, try to get to the root, I guess, of like where it comes from. Or is it like Gandalf specific? Like, that could be.
And why the gray? Why wouldn't you at least go for the white?
Because that's who says you shall not pass, is Gandalf the gray.
Okay, but maybe Gandalf really the white that, is cooler.
Maybe she really likes that particular line. I don't know. Maybe you can like have Lord of the Rings playing in the background while you have, like, maybe there's a way to compromise here. I don't know.
I'm just sitting here about thinking about the line, a wizard is never early or late. He arrives exactly when he means to. And I'm just, okay then. Oh, I'm going to hell.
There's a lot of good quotes from them. I literally just watched The Two Towers last night.
Yeah.
So that one made
I'm just thinking about lines from the movie that could be used in the bedroom.
It is mine to give to whom I wish.
Like I was just heart. Thinking about one from Gandalf, though. You know, yeah. like that. That's a good one. And it also allows you to fight the argument that you ejaculated prematurely.
Yeah.
Exactly. You arrived exactly, precisely when you went meant to.
I am not trying to rob you. I'm trying to help you. Fool of a Took. Okay, yeah, I could go on forever. If this is real, sometime, honestly,
you need to have a conversation.
Yeah, and if it's something that you just can't get into and it's truly, like, embarrassing to the point where sex is not enjoyable to you, she shouldn't have to give that up, and she might find someone one day who, like, really would enjoy it, so it's not really fair.
Here's what you do. If she still doesn't understand, find something weird that, like, not weird, but find something that you're into and make her dress up as that every time. And when she gets tired of it, be like, see?
Maybe she won't compromise on her Gandalf thing, though. I don't know. Yeah, I would just say talk to her and maybe, you know, sometimes love just ain't enough. Let me just say that. Why did my girlfriend get pregnant when I told her not to? I told my girlfriend not to get pregnant, but she just didn't listen and she got knocked up anyway. Why wouldn't she listen to me? I'm her man and I know what's best for her.
Oof. Okay.
To me, that says like they were having sex and he was just like,
hey, commanded her to not get pregnant.
I don't think this is a cheating situation. I think this is like literally he was like, hey, we just had sex, but don't you dare get pregnant. And she did anyway, because that's biology. And
because you can't just like command that to not happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate the world.
Sometimes.
Yahoo Answers is a dark place.
Why did she get pregnant? She got pregnant because
you had sex.
You had sex with her during a time when she was ovulating. And your sperm reached her egg and it developed into an embryo.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is why. That's why.
Also how.
That's, yep.
And because you can't just say, don't get pregnant.
You cannot, unfortunately, will things into being by saying them to another person.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay. How am I sure I'm the real mom of my kid? I just had a baby, and it looks more like the man I had my baby with. It doesn't look like me at all, and I'm scared he was cheating on me with another lady, and I had her kid. The child is the best thing that's ever happened to me, and I can't imagine giving my baby to the real mom. How do I know?
I feel like you read this the last time.
I think there is something similar.
I can think of a very obvious reason, or way that you could tell. You had the baby.
Yeah.
Unless you were getting, you know, fertility treatment and, you know, embryo implantation and stuff like that, it's yours.
Isn't that the plot line of, what is it, Jane the Virgin, that TV show?
I don't know. I never watched it.
I think that's the only way that could happen.
I don't watch things on the CW that aren't superheroes or supernatural.
Well, that's canceled anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you had, let me be very clear, unless it's like a surrogate type of situation or something like that, if you
gave birth to that baby and you were not going, you were not acting as a surrogate, like knowingly, it's your baby.
Right. It's not possible for a man to use his penis like a dipstick that then collects eggs from another woman's body and inserts them into a different woman's body.
That's not how dipsticks work. But okay.
Wait, what's a dipstick?
It's what you use to check the oil in your car.
Yeah.
But it's not for like transport.
Well, okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's what I'm saying is it's not like a long apparatus that is has the capability of reaching far down enough into something else to gather. You know what I mean?
It just reaches out and there's a claw that...
You can rest well assured that the baby is yours. The best thing that's ever happened to you is your child.
I would, however, get your mental faculties checked.
Yeah, it's also the... Babies change so frequently when they're, you know, quite young, like their looks, like they'll go back and forth from looking like one parent more dominantly to another parent. And
yeah, didn't you say, though, that most babies look like their fathers so that like in prehistoric times they wouldn't kill the baby?
I've heard that, but I've also heard the opposite is true, that they sometimes they don't look like their father. So that biologically the man has no reason to be like, well, this isn't mine, and he leaves. Mm. So I don't know. I don't know what's true. I don't know if any of that's true or if there's truth to any of it. Or it's going to look somewhat like both biological parents.
Yeah.
So
The baby's yours.
Baby's yours. Rest assured. You will see features in that child eventually that resemble you. It just might not be right now because, like, let's be honest, a lot of babies when they're born are just, like, squishy and purple and, like, just be patient and it's yours. That's the end of that. It's yours.
Yeah. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Marital Tiffs.
Have you seen any weird relationship questions lately that you want us to answer or, like, judge and make fun of? Because we can definitely do that, too. Let us know.
You can weigh in on all social media at Marital Tiffs on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also email us at maritaltiffs@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe anywhere you find your podcast. If you're an Apple Podcast listener, please rate and review us. You can find us on the 910 Comedy Podcast Network. Check out 910 Comedy on Facebook and check out our sister shows, That's Just My Face, Hometown Crowd, and Dead Girls Talking. Thanks for listening to Marital Tiffs.